question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Thanks for tuning in today, everyone. Robert, Mary back with you for the next installment of our Chief Travel Leader series. And we certainly appreciate knowing you're all out there for our World Travel get-together today, for sure. Before we talk fun and entertainment with Steve Lemberg, the CEO of Entertainment Publications, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by another new sponsor, ExpressVPN.com/RF.
With all the recent news about online security breaches, it's hard not to worry about where our data goes. Making an online purchase, booking travel, or simply accessing your email puts your private information at risk. You're being tracked online by social media sites, marketing companies, even your mobile internet provider. Not only can they record browsing histories, but they'll often sell it to other corporations who want to profit from your information. But you can take back your privacy by using ExpressVPN.com/RM.
It has easy-to-use apps that run seamlessly in the background of any computer, phone, or tablet, and it encrypts your internet browsing, hiding your data and public IP address. Protection costs less than $7 a month and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. This is the number one rated VPN service by TechRadar, so if you ever use public Wi-Fi and want to keep hackers and spies from seeing your data, this is the solution. Stop handing over your online history to your internet provider or data resellers. Protect your online activity today and get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/RM. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
How many of you listening today have ever used one of the entertainment books or found savings you've used on their website? Entertainment.com and their popular travel books feature over 400,000 savings opportunities, offering discounts of up to 50% off on all types of travel services, dining, shopping, attractions, activities, and more. Joining Robert and me to share more about their successes and their opportunities they provide for all types of travelers is their CEO, Steve Lemberg, for our latest Chief Travel Leader episode.
Steve, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining Mary and me for this exclusive Chief Travel Leader interview.
Robert, Mary, I'm excited to be here. Appreciate the opportunity to talk to you both.
Well, we certainly appreciate your time today. You know, I have to say, I was thinking about it before the show today, and I believe the first time I ever received an entertainment book, I was in college back in the 90s, and I probably bought one every year thereafter for a good 10 to 15 years. So clearly, you know, your online website and your app, that has grown the business in new directions. But I know the books, they're still available and they're out there because we see them. But how did the entertainment book business start? And at your core, are you still delivering on the same types of things nearly 60 years later?
Well, the entertainment book started back in Detroit in 1962. It was originally in the sports ticket business, buy one, get one free. And it quickly expanded into dining and all sorts of other areas. And the product was so successful that it started to grow around the Midwest and around the country. And it was premised on fundraising. Books were sold by fundraising groups and schools to raise money. And people would buy the books to support the group and save money. I grew up in Detroit, which is where the company's headquartered. And we always had an entertainment book at home. And we used it to go to movie theaters, dry cleaners, restaurants, everything. It was great.
You could go skiing with the passes. I mean, there's so many things.
Yeah. When we were first married and we were on a budget, we used the entertainment book all the time. In fact, I don't remember ever actually going out to a restaurant unless it was in the entertainment book, Robert.
Yeah, we call that, Steve, the early years.
Movie tickets.
Airline discounts we would use
hotels.
It for, car rentals.
So, Steve, clearly you're the right person for the job here if you were very familiar with this book your whole life, basically.
Not only familiar with it my whole life, I've loved the company my whole life. Mm-hmm. I won't waste much time, but I was in the accounting world for a long time, and this was my client. So I've known the client for many decades, and now I've been here at the company for a long time, and I love the business. We are transitioning to digital. We are adding many, many more digital members every year and growing that business. But the book business is still a robust business. There are those people who love the book, but more and more people are moving toward the app. And there are a lot more things you can do with the app, and so that's why that's gaining a lot of popularity.
Yeah, well, that certainly makes sense.
I mean, today's world,
although it is nice to flip through it. But, you know, Mary mentioned during your intro, Steve, that, you know, between entertainment.com and the book that you currently have, I think she said, you know, over 400,000 saving opportunities, offering discounts of up to 50% off. So right now, since this is the largest travel radio show in the country, we've got over 380 affiliates aligned with us across the country. How much of your business is travel focused? You know, is it the biggest category for offerings or redemptions, or is it something else?
Well, if you're looking purely at travel, airlines, hotels, rent-a-cars, it's the number two category. Dining is our biggest category.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
But you could also define travel more broadly, that when people travel, they then want to use saving opportunities where they're going to. And that's one of the beauties of our program. When you buy a book, you get a book for Detroit or Chicago or L.A., wherever that would be. When you buy our app, you get access to all of the offers throughout the U.S. and Canada. So people will use our travel planner to save money on the hotel, but then when they end up in Las Vegas or wherever they end up, they can use their entertainment app to save on all sorts of things. And so if you define it more broadly, that makes travel a really major category for us.
I forget that you're in Canada as well. So, all right, so since the company started back, as you said, in 1962, and the world has certainly changed rapidly and is continuing to change rapidly, dining out your biggest sector, but travel, entertainment events. Competition is also greater, I think, today, even within the past 5 years in terms of offering promotions and discounts within this industry.
Just different companies are out there that popped up.
How are you evolving and ensuring that you continue to be a leader in providing pretty much what your slogan says of dine, shop, travel, and save?
We have a different model than everybody else. We're a membership organization. Mm-hmm. If you want a digital membership, you pay $19.99 and you have that membership for the year. Mm-hmm. We don't make money on the sale of individual offers, or if you book a hotel through our travel planner site, we're not looking to make commissions on that. What we're looking to do is get a large membership base, which is currently in excess of 5 million members, and get the membership base engaged in what we're doing. And we're able to offer the best discount offers because we're not taking, if you want to go to a restaurant and save money, we're not taking a slice of anything on that. We contract with the restaurants, and the deal is they agree to honor the discount offer, and we give the offer to our members. We don't make any money for that. That's not our model.
That's
our model
is important distinction. Yeah.
Okay. So that's. I'd love to know. You know, what are the most popular areas of the U.S.? You mentioned this is a national program, but you mentioned you've got across the country in Canada. But what are the most popular areas of the U.S. for usage on entertainment savings? And I'd love to also know. You know, what are your top destinations for discounts?
The top travel destinations would be Orlando, Las Vegas, Fort Lauderdale, Phoenix, and Southern California, with Hawaii and Nashville soon after that.
Mm-hmm.
As far as like the attractions that people like when they're traveling, the family fun centers are the top type of attraction used, followed by museums, zoos, then movie theaters, bowling, theme parks, golf, and theater. I was surprised skiing wasn't on the list. It's number 17 overall, but when you look in Colorado, for example, skiing is the number one offer.
That might be regional to an area.
Right.
That might make some sense. Absolutely. You know, you mentioned earlier about fundraising, and that's still something that you are doing. So right now, if someone is listening, you know, across the country, and if they want to help maybe their local school or a church or a sports team or a community group or whatever it may be, you know, how do they partner with you to get more people out there traveling and dining and enjoying entertainment?
Yeah, well, fundraising is still a key part of our business. We have fundraising going on all across the country, and we get schools and other charitable organizations who partner with us, and we give them books on consignment, and then they try to sell those books, and they make a big chunk of money on the books that they sell, and the ones that they can't sell, they give back to us. So that's part of the core of the business. A big growing segment of our business is the business-to-business area, which has been around for a few decades now, where we actually partner with big businesses, Fortune 1000 companies, and small businesses, where they use our product to engage their employees or their customers by making the program available.
Yeah, using it as an option that way. Well, Steve, listen, you know, you are talking to two people again. We've used it. We certainly we like the entertainment offerings. Look forward to staying connected with you. Thanks very much for your time today, okay?
Really appreciate it. It's been a pleasure, and enjoy listening to your show. And thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk to you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Steve. You as well. Take care.
Okay, take care.
All right, just released Steve. Very nice man. Look forward to talking to him again. And, folks, Entertainment.com is the website. Check it out if you're not familiar with it. And if you are a longtime entertainment book user, send us an email from our website and let us know how long you've been with them and what you use it for most.
Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to talking to Steve again, and would love to hear from any of you listening if you are, in fact, fans of Entertainment.com.
Because as we pause right now, folks, for a quick break, be sure to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at RM World Travel. There's still a lot more of the program ahead. We're going to get right to it starting in 3 minutes.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.